Welcome to Spotlight in the Low Country. This is a space dedicated for the voices that move us, the songs that stay with us, and the artists who pay their dues for the love of moving the masses. Come on in and meet the folks behind your favorite tunes. Without further ado, ladies and gents, our host, Mr. John Martin.
Okay, this is John Martin with WBFF 97.7, Spotlight on the Low Country. And with me I have Susie Summers and her husband Al. They're excellent musicians. I've known them for years. And Susie used to do some open mics. And that's when I first...
Well, I ran the Songwriter's Night.
The Songwriter's Night. That was what it was.
It was a Songwriter's
Night. And that was at...
Sunfire Grill.
That was an excellent place. Met a lot of good musicians.
Yep.
They're still there. It's still around.
And had some good times.
Sure enough.
So.
Well, I'm so glad to be here today. I guess I'll start off telling you how I became a songwriter. Well, first it starts way back when. I must have been 3 years old, and my mother had 5 children, all under the age of 6. And back then, nobody knew about seatbelts. And so all of us would be in the car, we'd be fighting and scrabbling all over the place. And my mama would go, sing, because if you're singing, you're not fighting. And she would make us sing, and I definitely fell in love with singing. And so then my brother, he got a ukulele for Christmas one year. So he's playing his ukulele, and the next Christmas he got a guitar. So he gave me his ukulele. And he started teaching me on that, and then he got a better guitar, and then he gave me another guitar, his old guitar. And I wanted to learn so many songs because I love to sing, and I wanted to be able to play guitar and sing. But if I got things wrong, my brother would grab my hand, my left hand with his right hand, and smash my fingers because I messed up. I stopped asking him how to play songs. And that's how I started writing my own my own songs. And it's just become a passion of mine. So let's see, I got a song. Let's see which one I'm gonna do first for you. This one's called Love's Like. And it's a song, there's not a word in the song. Nowhere in the song does it say Love's Like. But the whole song is about Love's Like. You know, so if you just remember that and start with in the title. In fact, my producer at the time said, "Nah, you can't really call it Love's Like." I said, "Yes, I can." So this is that song. It's like waking up Sunday morning and eating the strawberry jam. Piled upon the pancakes made by my love's own hand. Chilled upon my handle and a taste of so much love. And as I listen to the raindrops as they fall upon the roof, I count my lover's heartbeats as in bed he does lay. One is for the love we'll share every day. Two is for the memories we'll make along. We'll have when we're gray. Four is for the babies we'll hold someday. And it's a long walk after supper, lightly holding hands, naming constellations with your head upon my lap, being in a crowded room and receiving that certain glance. Tells me everything and I always understand. Five is for the honesty we've learned to uphold. Six is for a sense of humor as our flaws they unfold. Seven is for the passion every time we make love.
is for the thanks we give to God up above. And it's watching the sunrise from a sand dune on the beach, kisses from a mountaintop for all the world to see, exchanging foot rubs while watching our TV. And the first flower of spring, my true love brings to me. And it's drawing plans on a napkin of a house we'll build someday. Count my lover's heartbeats as in bed he does lay. One is for the love shared every day. Two is for the memories we'll make along the way. Three is for the friendship we'll have when we're gray. Four is for the babies we'll hold someday.
That.
Love's like, yeah. Now, see, but never does it say that, but that's what it's all about.
You know, one thing I like about the way women write, they write about life. They write about things. Men write about things. Women write about life. You know, and that's true. Usually the life I write about is not what you want to hear.
John. Yes, well, let me see.
Could you do another?
I will do another. This is I was coming home from said songwriter's night, and every third song on the radio was a Jesus song. I said, Susie, you better write yourself a Jesus song. So this is my Jesus song.
There's a devil on my shoulder. When it talks inside my head, when I go to sleep at night, he's right there in my bed. And he kicks me on the inside. He smells of fear and death, and I wake up in the morning in a pool of my own sweat. And oh, sweet Jesus, please deliver me. Thank you. know it. I blame that on the whiskey, but I know it isn't so.
A good song.
Well, thank you.
Now, if anyone wants to download your music or find your music,
let's ask Al.
Well, you can go to www.truemusic.net. You can also find Suzy Summers on Reverb Nation. And so those are some of the two that are easy to get to.
So if anyone wants to book you for an event, how would they get in touch with you for them?
Go ahead, Al.
Well, call either myself or Suzy, and we'll be glad to.
Do they find that on our website?
The phone number, the contact information is at both locations, but truemusic.net, www.truemusic.net again, is a good place to go to.
Now, if you go to www.truemusic.com, you've gone to Budweiser, come back one. So I guess, does that answer your question?
I reckon.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. All right.
There is a song before y'all leave today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song I would like for you to do. Was it Carolina Moon or something like that?
Carolina Dreams for my dad?
Yeah, that was an excellent song.
Well, I'll do that one. I'll do that one right now for you. My dad was born and raised in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. And he, of course, it was home. Now, he became a doctor and traveled all over. And he became director of health for the state of Kansas. And then came back and headed up two departments at the CDC. But then my dad got Alzheimer's. No, it wasn't. Wrong. ALS. ALS. And he couldn't travel. He never got to come home because he was always coming back to South Carolina because that was home. Always coming back to Mount Pleasant and Charleston. But so when he couldn't travel anymore, I wrote him this song. And I didn't finish it before he passed away. And that made me sad, but I did sing it at both his memorials. But I'll tell you, when I sing it, I do believe he's right here hearing it. I do. And so this is my song called Carolina Dreams. Thank you.
wooden and big trees. Fresh camellias floating in a bowl. Front porch swings and oak trees. Family portraits and memories. Little birds telling white lies that you told. Kansas now holds you safe and warm. Southern boy found himself home. Prairie grass and hay fields, glens and lake and flint hills. Kansas skies as far as I can see. And may God grant you Carolina dreams. On the morning tide, chicken necks tied up with dime store string, sand castles and sea boats, bluff and bud and tugboats, a conch held tight while listening to the ocean sing. And she sings. Kansas moon is the last moon that you see. That's okay now, close your eyes and sleep. Remembering the warm, very southern breeze, you'll always be part of Carolina dreams. For my daddy.
That's some good writing.
What'd you say?
I said that's some good writing.
So great. Oh! And the imagery in that is great, yeah. Isn't it?
Thank you very much.
I mean, it's like watching a movie. Yeah,
them some good.
Oh, like watching a movie. Oh, that's so sweet of you to say. Let's see. I think that's the last one we got on here, isn't it?
Afraid?
I think.
Yeah.
The one besides Banana Pancakes, which I love. I didn't write Banana Pancakes, but it's my new favorite song. But no, here I could do another one. Let's see. We haven't gotten that signal yet, so we good. This song I wrote, there was a place on James Island. Well, there were several of them around, and I would play them. But this was Backstage Deli. Backstage Deli on James Island. And from where I lived, it was 60 miles round trip to get down there, and I was playing there for the weekend. So I started off on Friday, and I came up with this line, and the line was, he gave her a ring, and she gave him hope. And so this is, I wrote this song around that. And people said, you write that about your granddad or your uncle? I said, no, I don't know who he is. I see him when I'm singing. In his pocket, his eyes looking down, he shuffles through the leaves along the forest ground. Spied a gray squirrel in a tall pine tree, and he turns with a grin and goes back the way he came. Picks up smooth stones and red and gold leaves. Rangers on the porch rail, why, just as pretty as you please. And he lifts up the latch on the cabin door, and he waits for the creak when he steps on the floor. He goes to the coat rack to take down his coat,
the peg at his looks. I'll fix it tomorrow, he thought. It's on to the kitchen to make lemon tea. And he sits by the window, enjoying the breeze. He looks down at his puzzle. Sailboats in a row, and there were mountains in the background, covered with snow. She said yes to the mountain, well, made it to the boat, given her a ring, and she'd given him hope. But that was so many summers ago. Takes out a pipe from his plaid LLB, and he goes to the living room just to set the kindling, and he reaches for a candle. High on a shelf there was blueberry blossom. Sits in his rocker, tired and sleep. Closes his eyes and he only daydreams. This abandoned railroad track, down by the dry stream. And they say as they walked, picking blueberries, put a hand in his pocket. She said she was cold. We cuddled together all the way home, and she laughed at the jokes he meant and didn't mean to tell. Her laughter was contagious, he remembers it well. That was so many summers ago. It's on to the mantle, to a picture that is there, and he picks it up slow, holds it high in the air, and they're dancing together like on that one night with no music to dance by. Just the moon and starlight. He doesn't notice the wrinkles or the gray hair within, pounds that she gained towards each New Year's end. She was the love of his life, now the girl of his dreams, and she's dancing there with him. Slowly gets us the picture once or twice, and he thanks for dancing, and he says it was nice, and he puts the picture back right there in its place, and he stifles a sigh, wipes a tear from his face. He swears, you know I love you, and I'll be joining you soon when it comes my time to. There's a warm muzzle and a lip from a rough tongue. That's Charlie's dog. Now just 10 years young, and why, Charlie, my boy, I guess it's time. And he bends Charlie's head, and Charlie, he does bark. He goes to the coat rack to take down his coat, peg at his looks. I'll fix it tomorrow, he thought. rush through the leaves along the forest ground.
Grab yourself some snacks, and we'll be right back with more from Spotlight in the Lowcountry here on WVFF 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio.